following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
So I am by nature a very competitive person. It might not always show on the outside, but whether I'm playing a sport, a board game, throwing a ball, or jumping the furthest, I am always going for the W. In fact, even when I'm playing memory against my wife and our little boys, they might be young, but I'm still going for that W. Now, I'm pretty quick to admit, though, as competitive as I am, I don't always win, but I'll always try for the victory. Now, unlike me, our God, the Bible tells us that because of who he is and the fact that there is no one comparable to him past, present, or future, this means that he is always victorious. He's always victorious. And yet there is a moment that I'm thinking about in which he was truly victorious, but to some, it almost appeared as if he had lost. Which moment am I talking about? Well, I'm talking about his death on the cross. In Luke 24, after Jesus had actually risen from the dead, he actually comes alongside two disciples who had been following him and who had been, looking to him. And they looked to him with great joy, right? They talked about him as they knew that he was the Messiah. They knew that he was doing all these amazing things that only the Messiah could do. And yet the fact that Jesus had been put to death made them question whether he was the Messiah that they were looking for. In some sense, they thought what had happened was a loss. In John 20, also on the day or the morning that Jesus rises from the dead, his disciples are actually meeting together before he comes to them. And they're meeting together with locked doors. Now, why were the doors locked? Because they were fearful of what might happen to them. This wasn't a victory party. They were fearful about, man, what is going on? They were interpreting maybe some of this as a loss. And yet, as you guys know, it was anything but that. In fact, his death on the cross is exactly what he came to do. Jesus in Matthew 20 tells us that I didn't come to be served, but I came to serve and to give my life as a ransom for many. And actually his life, his death, and his resurrection was not a loss. That was his death blow. That was his checkmate to his opposers. And yet for a moment, to many, they were interpreting it as a loss, but not to God. In fact, all that time, God was in control, and all of it was going according to the plan of the one who has never lost. Now, as you guys have all experienced, in recent times, there have been many disruptions. There have even been moments maybe within the church that some would interpret as a loss. There may have even been times where you personally have thought, man, after these losses, can I have any hope still? Well, to you, if that's been you, I want to tell you, don't forget who our God is. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And if we remember just through these passages, the fact that God was doing things differently than people perceived did not mean that he was not ultimately in control still. He was. It did not mean that his victory was at stake, because it wasn't. His victory was never at stake. Man, his victory was secure. And the same goes for us. The Bible tells us that in the end, he wins. A great reminder of this is earlier this week, I got to hear some testimonies of some young people who are just fiery for Jesus, whose lives were actually transformed during this season of great disruption and brokenness. You know, in a lot of ways, the pandemic was a conduit to them running to Jesus. Now, with that, it made me ask the question, could it be that our God is still sowing seeds of great victory, even in the time that we're living in? And I think when we consider who our God is, we find that the answer is absolutely. So rather than living in defeat, rather than, man, thinking, oh, man, is all hope lost? No matter what things look like on the surface, you can rightly live in light of his planned victory. He is victorious, and he was victorious then, he's victorious now, and he will always be victorious because that's who he is. So let's live in that today. God bless you guys.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495.
Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more. Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life begins. Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more.
No more.
Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life